Stories travel by book or by word of mouth, carried by the people who treasure them most. But many stories are buried here, in the high-piled sand of the Outer Banks. It's the locals of towns like Duck, Nag's Head, and Manteo who are the voice of the silent storytellers called Dunes.
It's almost impossible to think about the Outer Banks and not think about Jockey's Ridge.
Debo Cox is the park superintendent of Jockey's Ridge, the tallest active sand dune system on the East Coast. It almost feels out of place beside the tall houses and beach highways of Nag's Head, where this massive dune looks more like a small desert.
For them, it's a recreational resource. The school groups that come here, it's an educational resource.
A dune is a hill of sand built by onshore winds and waves. Rocks and vegetation have to be present to trap the sand in place. It becomes a wall on the back of a beach and a habitat for many species, including marsh plants, mammals, and birds. The story of the dunes predates any of its North Carolina visitors. Scientists believe that the Outer Banks and its dune areas were formed about 12,000 years ago, and that Jockey's Ridge was formed around 5,000 years later. But a dune is never done shifting shape.
Throughout the year, the sand dune is kind of moving back and forth. There's a net movement, like it kind of slowly marches toward the southwest.
Local lore is full of tales of the dunes swallowing up hotels and even a miniature golf course. But beyond the myths, there's a real tension between Outer Banks residents and Mother Nature's shifting sands. Kate Brody is a research oceanographer at the Army Corps of Engineers here in Duck.
So there are some places in Nag's Head where the dunes have grown so tall that they're restricting the views of the oceans, and so the homeowners want to have lower dunes so they can still see the ocean from their deck. You know, that's part of the selling point for renting out their houses.
She remembers one resident of nearby Kitty Hawk who especially took issue with the expanding dunes.
The sand had blown so much into her, the rest of her property, that she was hiring dump trucks to come, filling the sand into the dump trucks, and then selling it on Craigslist.
Beachside property owners may not be thrilled about a growing dune blocking their ocean view, but there's incentives to nourishing dunes and protecting them from erosion. Brody says that if some dunes collapse in towns like Kitty Hawk, the stability of nearby roads would be in jeopardy. There's even incentives for property value. Dunes provide a privacy barrier between houses and beaches, along with protection from extreme weather.
We get hurricanes here on the Outer Banks. We get nor'easters. We have one of the biggest wave climates on the East Coast because the continental shelf is so narrow here. And so that's sort of our first line of defense against all these storms.
Efforts to widen beaches and rebuild eroding dunes are often funded by the towns themselves without any federal help. With no monetary incentive, Cox says something deeper drives this labor of love.
You know, I have never encountered anything like the positive feelings that people have about this place. And it's almost mystical. I don't really completely understand it.
Back at Jockey's Ridge, Cox often takes local school groups out to the dunes to explore the wonders of their beach backyard.
We'll actually go out, take kids out on a hike through the picnic trail out there, and when we find animal tracks, they pour animal tracks with plaster Paris, and they make them, and so then we talk about the animal tracks and how that works.
He says that showing younger generations the importance of this natural resource can inspire them to invest in its future.
People protect what they care about, and if you can teach them to care about the environment and the animals and taking care of things like our parents taught us, then that's the only way we're going to pass it on.
As Cox prepares to retire from serving Jockey's Ridge later this year, he says he hopes to be remembered for his small chapter in the story of the North Carolina dunes. In Nag's Head, I'm Avery Hall.